Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Jackie Campbell. And we all have a story in us. I love to tell stories. I love to listen to stories. We tell them to our children. We tell them to our friends. We mark our lives by them. But so many people are afraid to commit it to paper, to actually take that step. And I'm in the process of doing that myself at the moment. And today we are joined by an amazing woman who has everything that's possibly wanted as far as capturing your story goes. I am joined by none other than Shoma Mitra, who runs a business called Right Click Writing Services with some extremely exciting things happening. Welcome, Shoma.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jackie, for having me here.
Absolutely. Tell me about this brilliant business you've got running.
It's brilliant or not, I don't know, but it's what I've been doing for the last more than 25 years. So my background is I'm an ex-journalist. And a features writer.
Are you ever really an ex-journalist, let's be honest?
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. You've always got that journalist brain in you, you know. Mm-hmm. And now what I do is I help people write. So whether it's for business, their documents, whether it's website content, whether it's short stories, whether it's a book, anything really to do with writing, editing, publishing, and that whole area of content. So content. So Right Click is really a content management and strategy company.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So why do you think people will happily tell someone how their day was or what's going on, but they won't commit it to paper? What's that barrier?
I think the barrier is more, it's like, when you come on television, you're always talking, but when you've got a camera or a mic in front of you, as I have now.
Like we do now, yes, absolutely. Yes.
And you've got that inhibition, you know, what am I saying? What is the world going to think?
Right.
And it's the same on paper. It's fine when we're texting and messaging or writing emails because we are ourselves. But when we know that we're going to be published and there's, other people who's going to be reading this, whether it's a work document that you're presenting at a meeting or whether it's a business book that you want out to be on the shelves in airport lounges and things like that, I think there's always that fear that I must do my best.
Right.
And I think that's maybe what stops people or makes them hesitant.
Okay.
The other thing is not all of us are born to write. Or born to do, we all have the skills. Now, for example, if you gave me a paintbrush and said, do this amazing sketch which we're going to put up in this gallery, I'd be petrified because it's not something I do all the time.
You're not alone. I can doodle, but don't ask me to show anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's where the inhibition comes from.
Right.
So
how does Right Click help with that? If it's that fear, how do you help people get through that?
So I think where that really helps is my background as a journal, because I can get people to talk and I can get people comfortable. So behind the, or when they're sitting in front of me and chatting is when I ask the questions. Mm-hmm. And once you make someone comfortable, then it's not hard. And the other thing that Right Click does is we're always behind you. So if you're preparing something written and you want it polished, Right Click will edit it for you. We'll do all of that thing, those things needed to bring it to market or to bring a good presentation.
So what if I've got an idea?
Yeah.
And I'm really good at what I do. Mm-hmm. From a business point of view.
Yes.
I'd like to maybe, people keep telling me I should write a book because mm-hmm. I've got really good skills in indoor air quality and managing mold or something random like that. And I go, but how do I even start? I can come up with some dot points. I know what I'm doing, but I don't know how to write pen to paper. I'm a really sciencey writer. That's not population consumable. Do you have a solution for
me? Yes. So that's why, and this is something I've been facing over the years where people want to do it, but they're not quite sure how to do it. So I came up, I've got a website now, which is, it's out there, it's live, but I'm still putting in a lot of content, mm-hmm. and it's called shomamitra.com or Memories Make Me. And I'll tell you why it's called Memories Make Me in a little bit. But that website is a tool for anybody who wants to learn how to write and what are the principles of writing. So any document, any book, any story has to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Every book needs to have conflict and drama and character and plot. And these are little things, nuances that it's got to be that's easy for me, but it's not, you know, so.
You've clearly met my family. We've got conflict, you know, you've got all that stuff.
Yeah. Yes, and even, you know, any presentation, even if it's a PowerPoint presentation, the most interesting presentations are one where there's a story.
Right.
So, you know, I always say everyone has a story.
Yep.
And that story needs to be told, whether even if it sounds like, you know, work-related stuff and policies and procedures, they've still got to be interesting.
Fair enough.
Yeah. There may not be conflict and drama there, but it's still got to follow a certain. And that's what we help people do.
Okay. So if I'm really not, I'm just flat, I really want to get this done, and I am completely flat out.
Yes. We take on work in 24. Yes. We have a 24-hour turnaround for urgent work. Yes, and we quite often get that because there are companies who wait with documents. For example, grants. We do a lot of grant writing for clients.
Right, okay.
So quite often, although the grants come out 3 months in advance, by the time we get it, it's like 48 hours away or a week away. And a week is good timing for it. It's good.
We wow.
have lots of time.
Yeah, guilty.
Often, yeah. The phone rings and says, you know, deadline Friday, 4 o'clock. Can you do something with it? And so, yes, we will. And it's not just me. I've got a team to help me to do this. So.
I think what drives that is possibly that same thing we were talking about before about being afraid to write your book.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it's so important and you just put it off because you're not ready. You're not ready. You
exactly,
don't know what to do next.
Yes.
So you can effectively write it for them, provided what you have the basic information.
Yes,
or?
I need the basic information. You know, the business owners or the company knows best what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So long as they give the information to me and what they require, me and my team will get it done.
Get it sorted.
Get it done.
Okay.
And yeah.
So that sounds like if I've got problems with my procedures, I can call you.
Absolutely.
If I've got problems with my, Dumbled. Oh, my goodness, help, I should have got organised with this about a month ago and I now I'd have as a deadline for a tender or something by Friday, I can call you.
Yes.
It sounds like if I just want to sort of kind of write a bit of my story, I can call you.
Yes.
And if I've got this burning desire to suddenly be an authority in mold remediation and I desperately want to get that book on those airport shelves, I can call you too.
Absolutely. And we get calls for, you know, from resumes and LinkedIn profiles to anything that's written, a small biography, a professor's going in to give lectures and they want their, you know, a little profile written up,
mm-hmm.
something as small as that, to the big books. And, you know, we're doing a book for a... I'm actually helping a medical consultant write this book. It's more philosophical and theology, and it's going to be a massive thing. But, yes, so we do small and big.
Okay.
Anything. Nothing's too small. Nothing's too big.
So, good to know. Okay, so our listeners out there, if they want to get hold of you, they suddenly go, you know what, actually, I really, 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 really just need to hand this over to somebody. It's been sitting on my to-do list for a number of months now. Best way to get hold of you?
Is either give me a call on my mobile, which is 0433-558125. That's the best way to get hold of me, and I always answer. Or just send me an email at shoma@rightclick.net.au.
Now, there's a couple of interest cases in there. You better spell your name.
Yes, S-H-O-M-A, Shoma.
Yep.
At rightclick, and that's right with a W, W-R-I-T-E.
Yep.
Pencil because we're
as
writing.
As in two rights, yes, got it.
Right. Click, C-L-I-C-K, because writing is both, you know, on the computer. And so
absolutely.
It's rightclick.net.au. Shoma@rightclick.net.au.
Perfect. I'm sure you will get a zillion calls now.
Yes. And, you know, after all is said and done, we would prefer a little bit of time. Not everything is last minute.
Okay. So if you think about it today, email today, not in a week's time.
Oh, well. Yeah. But I mean, we will take all, we'd love helping out. But, time is good for us.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
My God. Oh, gosh.